our friends, our family, our neighbors. This is an annual thing that we've been doing for a long, long time, what we call Friends Day. And this year is just kind of a special thing where we wanted to really send out a special invitation to our neighbors. We began, and by the way, we have Buddy and Lynn here with us today, who are the ones who started our Neighborhood Watch program here in the Cedar Park Farms neighborhood. And we're grateful for all their work that they've done in putting that together and organizing it and making it happen. And grateful that you guys can be here with us today, and all of our neighbors and friends. And just for a few moments this morning, I want to talk about and to get us to focus on this question: who is my neighbor? Okay? You know, there's a lot of ideas that we have about neighbors, and a lot of things that we were talking about in our Bible class this morning about, you know, what makes a good neighbor, what makes a good friend, and so forth. But really, I think the first and foremost thing that's important is for us to be able to identify, who is my neighbor? When we talk about neighbors, who are they? Are they really just the person that lives next door to me on either side of my house, or is there something more to being a neighbor than geographical location? So let's take a look at something that the scriptures teach us. Jesus talks about this whole idea of being a neighbor. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. These guys were always doing that kind of thing with Jesus, trying to catch him in some kind of a teaching concerning the law. So this teacher of the law gets up and he wants to test Jesus. And he says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus asked him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" Okay? He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." Now look at the next part here, what the scripture tells us here. But he wanted, he being this teacher of the law, wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "Well, who is my neighbor?" Okay, so in other words, if I'm supposed to love my neighbor, I'm supposed to love people, you know, and so forth. Well, exactly who is it I'm supposed to love? You know, that's really kind of what he was asking, you see. How far does this extend? Jesus answered this question with a parable, a story that probably most of you are very familiar with. It's the story of the Good Samaritan. Okay, let's run through that story real quickly. Jesus tells us that there was a certain man who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell upon robbers and thieves who beat him and robbed him, and they left him for dead. And a while later, a priest comes by, and he sees the man there, and he walks by on the other side, and he leaves him there. He doesn't do anything to come to the aid of this man who has been left for dead. A little while later, a Levite comes by, and he does the same thing. He sees the man there, but passes by and leaves him. And then Jesus says, a little later, a Samaritan stopped by. He saw the man there, and he bandaged his wounds, and he cared for him. Now, you have to understand that when Jesus used the example of the Samaritan as the one who was helping this man who was beaten and robbed and left for dead, that was a slap in the face to the Jews. Because Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Samaritans, to them, they were half-breeds, and they were less than people. And so here Jesus, speaking to a group of Jews, he kind of upholds this dirty, rotten, scoundrel Samaritan as the one who did the good thing. Man. Where the priest and the Levite, who were really amongst the Jewish society, they were, you know, the elite kind of folks. So look at what Jesus is saying to them. You've got, you know, the best of the Jews who did nothing for this man, and you've got this lowly dog Samaritan, and that's really how they looked at him, who stopped and helped this man.
Man.
not only did he bandage his wounds where he could have done that and then just kind of left him there and said, you know, hey, hope everything works out for you okay. But he didn't do that, did he?
No.
Put him on his donkey and he carried him to the next town. And he took him to an inn, and he gave the innkeeper some money, and he said, take care of him until I come back. And when I come back, I will pay you whatever I owe. So Jesus, in laying out this story, in answer to the question, who is my neighbor? Then Jesus says this to the man, which one? Which of the three was a real neighbor to the man who was there on the road? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. And Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
Amen.
So what is Jesus telling us in this lesson, this parable? He's identifying and answering that question, who is my neighbor? Is it just the person who lives next door to me, or is it someone else? And I think the answer really is that neighbors are not just a geographical person. You say someone that's next door to us, or even just a little bit down the road. Neighbors are those who are involved in one another's lives. You say, who look out for one another, who take care of one another in times of need. If you want to talk about a true neighbor, it's someone who is able to look out for other people, no matter where that person is. See? Jesus not only identifies who the real neighbor is, but he calls upon every one of us to be that neighbor. See? Go and do likewise. He said, so what he's telling us to do is that we need to love our neighbors. We need to be looking out for one another. We need to be taking care of one another. And again, not just the person who's next door to us, but what do? We see that person that's on the street somewhere that's, you know, that's stuck or in trouble or what have you. Are we willing to be a neighbor to that person? Say, or do we look at it and say, well, I don't know them, I'm not getting involved, and off we go. Who is my neighbor? I think the best answer to that, according to what Jesus is saying, is it's anyone who is in need. Say, anybody that I might possibly be able to help and give assistance to. That is my neighbor. Now, we get the benefit also, don't we, of having those neighbors who live next door to us. Some of you say, well, that might not be as much of a benefit. You see? So we get that benefit of neighbors too, don't we? Those who live on either side of us and down the street, the people that we know, the people we're involved in, and on a regular basis, so forth. We get the blessing of those neighbors, right? But then also we get the blessing of being able to meet other neighbors as we go about our lives on a daily basis. And we encounter other people that we have opportunity to interact with in some meaningful way in their life. So basically, we get to expand our neighborhood. Say. So the challenge for us is to be able to look at other people in the world, no matter where they are, and to recognize them as our neighbor. And to do whatever we need to do that it calls upon us, whatever the circumstance is, for us to be able to render assistance where it's needed, to be involved in that person's life where needed. You see? And that way we are fulfilling what Jesus tells us to do, to go and do likewise. So as you think about neighbors, you think about your neighborhood, the challenge that I want to give you this morning is to expand your thinking outside the box of the little neighborhood that you live in, geographically. You say, expand it to include people anywhere that you might encounter that might meet you in some meaningful way. We're going to stand in just a moment and sing this song, and we use it as an invitation song. And this morning, what I want you to do is just think about you as a neighbor, okay? We were talking about it in our Bible class this morning about friends and neighbors, and I asked the question to start out, what is it that makes a good neighbor? What do you look for? What kind of qualities and characteristics? We had all kinds of people saying, well, this and that and so forth. And really, then I said, well, what about you? Are you that kind of neighbor? Are you that kind of friend? You see, the idea is for us to not just look for those qualities in other people to be friends with us, the kind of friend we want them to be, or the kind of neighbor we want them to be, but more importantly, to look at ourselves and say, am I being that kind of a friend? Am I being that kind of a neighbor? So that's a challenge for us to look at ourselves that way and say, okay, maybe I need to be a better neighbor. Maybe I need to learn how to be a better friend. Because maybe there's some things that I haven't done that I need to be doing in terms of someone in particular that needs me, or anything like that. Maybe there's a relationship going on in your life where something has happened that's caused some real problems between you and a friend. I'd suggest to you that this is a great opportunity for you to fix that. Fix it, first of all, with the Lord and allow Him to give you the strength that you need to go to that person and fix that relationship so you can be friends again. It's also a wonderful time for you if you're a person here this morning who has not given your life to Christ, if you're ready to do that, if you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, then you can do that this morning. God calls upon us as His children, His creation, to give our life to Him. And that requires for us to die to ourselves. It requires us to call upon Jesus, to acknowledge Him as our Lord, to repent of the sin that is separating us from God and have that sin washed away in the waters of baptism. And you can do that right now, this morning, if you're ready to make that commitment and you haven't done so already. We've got water that's ready back here, don't we, Chuck? Water's ready. If you desire, need to be baptized this morning, you can do that right now. We're going to stand together and sing this song and use it as an invitation song. I will be up here in the front to receive anyone if you'd like to come up and ask for prayer for anything. That we can lift you up before the Lord for whatever's going on in your life. We want to do that now. I'll be up here in the front to receive you. Dale will be in the back, one of our other shepherds. He will be in the back if you would like to talk with him, have a private talk or prayer with him. He'll be in the back there to receive you there. So let's stand together and sing.